Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of September.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we may still be in summer, but we've at least cleared the traditional summer months. And the heat that you're experiencing is just an anomaly.
Yeah.
It's not really there.
Like the flooding they said we were going to have, too.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man. We'll talk more about that in the next second. But for a little bitty storm, it kind of reminds me of, was it Tropical Storm Francis about 15, 20 years, maybe 20, 22 years ago, that decimated the medical center, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, or Francis.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
we're both getting older. I don't remember.
Absolutely. We got a great show for you. Our guest today is no one. Harold and I are going to kick around kind of the start to the next season, if you will. Talk a little
indeed.
Hunting,
yeah.
Talk a little fishing, opportunities, and got some neat things to talk about in the next segment in the way of news. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
KXYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that?
Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main and downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Born by a fleet for mankind.
It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And September has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And Harold, I thought of you on opening day of dove season with the rain.
Yes.
Going, it rains and birds are scattered. Mm-hmm. You know, there's plenty of water. They're not concentrated.
Right.
But actually, this storm, Edward, that they misspelled the name, you know, first off, I noticed.
Well, they're being French, I think, for some reason.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they need to realize that this is America,
yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Eddie.
So there you go. why don't we name it like that?
Right,
know?
Right.
But anyway, it was a very, very concentrated storm. Saw some reports like up around the Livingston area in Polk County, 25 inches of rain.
Nice.
And then it just kind of seemed to hang around, yeah. You know. Watch the forecast, and they were pretty spot on as far as where landfall was going to make. And then just watching it, you know, up until the weekend here, where it's just kind of hanging around.
Right.
You know.
A little drizzle here, drizzle there. Yeah.
Yeah, but some of those little drizzles, man, they can put some serious rain down.
Sure.
Good friend, contributor to Texas Outdoors Journal, Shane John. Neat guy. Met him about 3.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. At the Houston Safari Club's convention, back when they had it in the convention center
right.
in downtown Houston.
Right.
And we really hit it off. His background is in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. 20 years as a supervisor for the U.S. Border Patrol. And our connection to each other was obviously his shooting prowess and training with pistols and other firearms.
Right.
And I love to pistol hunt. But he teamed up with Sheriff Jim Wilson, and they've just released, or actually they got restocked because the first batch sold out so quickly. Guntails.net is the website, and it's a book where they each have shared some of their experiences and tales of a firearm. I was reading some of Shane's work, as well as Sheriff Jim's.
Right.
But... you know, 44 mag, which is my favorite. That's what I carry on my hip at the ranch. Mm-hmm. And then the one that I really enjoyed was his ability to track.
Mm. Right.
Okay. And in the story, it commented that one of the individuals that was apprehended, one of the bad guys, one of the guys that was here illegally, mm-hmm. actually commented their tracking ability for being able to apprehend it,
oh, really?
Which I thought, okay, that's kind of cool.
Well,
you know?
I'm glad to see this doing their gun tails thing because, you know, Jim got taken off of Facebook. And he used to do a great thing on Facebook, you know, like on this day. John Wesley Hardin did such and such. He had some great stuff there. And I'm really glad to see this because I've known Jim forever, too, and he's just a great guy.
Well, I have not had the pleasure of meeting Sheriff Jim, but... but I'm sure the time will come. But
well, yeah. The running joke is he even starches his underwear. Jim starches everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you read Texas Outdoors Journal, and you got to love Shane John's stories, mm-hmm. You need to pick up this book. Again, the website is guntails.net. 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 Volume 1 is the title of the book.
Right.
Or if you happen to be out in Alpine, stop by the drug store, Highland Drug in Alpine, that is owned by Shane's wife, who's a pharmacist.
Ah.
And they stock them. And while you're there, and I think it would be appropriate, buy the book. And then ask Jill to autograph it because she is regularly featured in the stories and hunts. What's going on with you? What do you got?
Well, what I've got is something that I just remembered. I need to wish us a happy birthday.
Oh, it is a new month.
34 years.
34 years.
Yep. We started 34 years. Friends, and we are being recognized, actually in November, but we've been recognized as the longest-running syndicated outdoor radio program featuring the same co-hosts in American radio history.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Absolutely.
And really excited that... the tenure has been there, and the support of all you listeners out there.
Oh, indeed.
You know, for sure.
Couldn't do it without them.
And our affiliates. Yeah. So it's been a ride, and we'll see how long this trail is going to last, you know?
Hopefully a long time.
Yeah. So what did I had notes. Dove season did start on September 1, mm-hmm. and the big news that everybody was talking about was the fact that all three zones – open on September 1, there is no longer a special south zone white wing season. Mm-hmm. And from all reports, except for where it was raining, some really good shoots taking place. We're going to have Owen Fitzsimmons. We nicknamed him the Dove Guy years ago. He's a migratory shorebird. I mean, he's got a title.
A very long title.
Yeah. Has to go over to the backside of the business card. But he'll be here to give us some updates and insights into what's going on dove hunting-wise. And you shoot. What do you shoot in the field, Harold? Gauge-wise, shotgun-wise.
It varies. I've got a very old 12 that needs light loads. It's fun. A hammer gun, side by side, which I dearly love, and then I've also got a CZ side by side 20 that I like. I'm a nut for side by sides. I just like them.
Yeah, you haven't gotten into the throwback of the 16s or gone to the 28s that John Hurlitz from Carol's mentioning.
No, I haven't. I mean, I have had 16s, which are cool, but ammunition is limited, and just these I like so much, and I've had them for so long, I just enjoy them.
Did you hunt on the first?
No, but I am this weekend. When we pull the plug here, I'm heading to the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
I do have some news if you want some.
Okay.
From our friends at the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Gun buyers are quietly making big noise when it comes to their shooting preferences. They're buying items regulated by the National Firearms Act in huge numbers. That includes suppressors, short barrel rifles, and short barrel shotguns. And a lot of that's changing thanks to Trump. These figures aren't in the hundreds, thousands, or even tens of thousands. The number is creeping up toward 1 million for this year alone, according to the data provided to the National Shooting Sports Foundation from the BATF. Data shows over 845,000 suppressor applications were submitted. 768,000 were approved from January through May. These totals include both Form 1 applications to manufacture suppressors, Form 4 applications to possess a suppressor, either as an individual or in a trust with several parties. In fact, they reported 177% increase in the national firearms checks in June of 26 over the previous year. So that's opened up a lot.
Very good. Are we supposed to do the final leaderboard for CCA Star Tournament?
I think we are.
Because the season closes, or the tournament closes, at 5 o'clock on Labor Day Monday, which is this coming Monday.
Right.
And you may get to do the whole thing, Harold, because I don't see my notes.
Uh-oh.
How
about these right here?
Oh, right there, Bill.
No,
right there.
No, that was just a single copy.
Oh, okay.
So thank you both for trying to direct me down the wrong road. I can't find my way. So start us off.
Is that it? Okay. Here we go. Again, our favorite category. We call them the Little Nippers. These are the Star Kids, and they are vying for college scholarships. Leader will get a $30,000 one, and then it pays down four more places, $20,000, $15,000, $7,500, and $2,500. And this lady's been here forever. Boy, the parents are nervous. Sheepshead Leader, 5-pound, 11-ounce, Faith Lavender, who is 9. And the Gaff Top Leader, 6-pound, even, Jake Tortorice, who is 10.
Okay, in the Star Teen Scholarship Division, same payout schedule. Zoe DuBose is the leader of the Sheepshead, 8 pounds, 14 ounce. And Kinley Jordan leads Gaff Top at 5 pounds, 8 ounce.
Okay, and our categories, Inshore Division, these are by weight. Sheepshead leader, 9 pound, 15 ounce, Ramon Zapata. Gaff Top, 6 pound, 2 ounce, new leader, Rosalind Biano. And Black Drum, another new leader, 15 pound, 6 ounce, Mark Martin.
In the Hoffpower Offshore Division, Kingfish, Daniel Rowe is the leader, 43 pounds, 5 ounce. Dorado leader, Tate Schuster, 41 pounds, 10 ounce. Ruben Hinojosa Jr. leads the Cobia or Ling Division at 68 pounds, 6 ounce. And a new leader for Red Snapper, 23 pounds, 4 ounce, Dale Bragg III.
And the Red Tag Division, you catch that red tag fish, you have won a new Ford F-150, a Haney boat, Mercury motor, Coastline trailer. Still plenty of them out there, but only four have been certified as winners. Matthew Silva Sr., Michael Keane, Connor Stevens, and Bradley Sutton.
And in that division, we've got one with a Ford truck that's still available. Uh-huh. And then there are five more if we have a run on Red Snapper, right. Red Snapper on the tagged Redfish that are available without the truck. In the Texas division, three boat packages have already been claimed. And then they've gone to some great Academy gift and outdoor gift cards. Two of the five, six, seven have been claimed out of the seven.
Okay.
Now we can take a break.
Indeed.
And we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 49 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 49 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 49 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did, because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits and just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting in a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Spring Cypress Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good, original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got several at my place I've had for over 20 years, and they're still doing their job. And then last season, I put in the new generation, the VersaBlind. And just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed, spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, cottonseed feeders, oh, those are great, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
And time is short and about to run out before hunting seasons for big game start. And if you're going to make repairs or you're going to replace, relocate, you need to do so now at blind.com. You can also do the repairs. Did you do repairs on some of yours?
Yes, I did. I changed the bigger door.
Okay, so the half door to the full-size door.
Correct. Uh-huh.
That's available. You can also go to one of their dealers, Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Ebar Feeds, two locations, Gonzales and Hallettsville. Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, and West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo, and Wolford Enterprises, two locations in Buna and Kuntz. And, boy, they got some rain.
Yeah, right.
They really did. All right. Did you do the...
No.
No, you have not.
No, I have not.
You have not done the best bet?
We're talking about
blind. Are we going to do that this week?
Yes, we are.
Are you going to actually tell them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to keep it a secret. Checking the Texas Outdoor Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times, this Saturday is rated as good, while this Sunday is the first of three best days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday make up a quartet of good days. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday are two more best days. Next Sunday slips to fair. This weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from before sunrise until either side of the noon hour. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will see this major feeding period of the day occurring from early morning until early afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until late afternoon. On Thursday, September the 10th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend and Monday is a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday through Friday is a quartet of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Next Saturday, a three tide day with two highs and one low. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule.
All right, let's stay on the coast and get some information for you. I have been searching since the end of August, looking for a closure of the red snapper season for 2026, and it has not occurred. The allowable catch evidently has not been met, and so consequently, we continue to fish.
Until further notice.
And that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Of course, that means you're relying on the media department for the feds or the state. But in state waters out to 9 nautical miles, the bag limit is 4 fish per day with a 15-inch minimum. In federal waters, and I had not seen this previously, Harold, because historically... it had been the end of August, like around the 26th, 28th of the month, that it would shut down. That's when the allowable catch was made. But they're saying that we should really pay closer attention until about October 21, and that's when the allowable catch would be met. And, of course, if you got bad weather, then those days continue to expand and continue on. Talking more about coastal fishing, here's what you can anticipate. Number one, with all the rain on the San Jacinto River and, you know, that part of East Texas where Edward, you know, came through, you're going to have some runoff, and that's going to have some impact. Don't know that it's going to push fish out, but it's definitely going to drop them below that freshwater level. Salt water's heavier and will be below that. So that could have an impact. If you fish the beachfront, which there's some great wade fishing that takes place for speckled trout, I think of Galveston and Murdoch's, the old, you know, souvenir stand, you know. great fishing there. But what happens is as the warm, moist air mixes with the moving northers that will collide with it, the Gulf of America will become roiled, and big bull redfish will hang around the jetties, rocky areas, and then it'll settle down and go back to wade fishing for game fish. Can do that. But it's just exciting. You're going to need to read the water and figure out the best way to approach it. But you got plenty of options. That water is still warm, and we'll just absolutely continue. On our lakes, one of the best places you can go for up-to-date information, Texas Outdoors Journal website for anglers and either freshwater or saltwater. But for freshwater, go to Water Data of Texas. Well, we've got a link to that. Plug in the lake that you want to fish, and it'll give you up-to-date, regularly water levels. And boy, so much of East Texas is full, and if it's not full, it's on the rise.
That's good,
right now. We'll see what happens through the month of September. And I, just for Bob, I brought the old Farmer's Almanac, you know. Yes, because this is my first look for weather. And then we go to AccuWeather.
Right.
The app. Now, we're looking, you know, in the greater Houston area. You folks listening to us in other parts of the state, it's a little bit different. But that you can plug it in, and it'll give you information on area lakes like Falcon or Amistad. Mm-hmm. Medina, you know, continues to hold more water than it has in several years. So, you know, pretty exciting there.
Yeah, it is.
Hunting season, I've already mentioned that hunting seasons have now opened September 1st, and coming up is going to be the early teal season. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to have the full 17, 18 days that we normally do. We're going to have eight. Because when they did the surveys last year, the numbers were down. But this year's seasons are going to run September 19 through 27. And something that's often overlooked, and I've never hunted it, but in the East Zone Canada early goose season, that's September 12 through 27. All right. You have a vehicle?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's on and off the road, of course. That's what we want. It's a nifty at a very good price. It's the 2020.
It's a what?
Nifty. I said nifty.
Oh, nifty.
Nifty at a very good
price. I thought that was a new brand that had come out.
Yes.
You know, tariffs, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's, and import.
It's the new Mazda Nifty. No, it's the 26 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive. And this is a compact SUV, but, it's, you know, compact on the outside, roomy on the inside, because it is very roomy, very comfortable, very nicely appointed. Mazda's come a long way over the last several years, really. They're very, very, very stylish. Good, solid ride. The only negative I've got with it, really, is it lacks the punch that I like, because I've got a lead foot. So this thing has just got, you know, only 187 horsepower on that little engine. But still, it's a 2.5-liter engine. Their Skyactiv operation, though, their sport drive, 6-speed automatic transmission, custom drive mode, so you get normal, eco, and off-road. So they have their Skyactiv drive system that puts the power where it's supposed to be when you're out there in the mud. Their largest ever center touchscreen, though, which is kind of cool, 15.6 inches, so you get a lot of stuff there. 360-degree monitor, which is great when you're parking and great when you're off-roading. Leather trim seats, nice heated and cooled. Again, a nice-looking interior. Active driving display. Nice, you know, phoneless phone charger so you can forget your phone like we all have done before. Paddle shifters, if you want to play with that. Hands-free power rear lift gate, which comes in handy. And the cross-traffic alert. A lot of safety. There's a lot, again, to the vehicle. Like I say, personally, I would prefer a little more scoot, but when you're off-road, it really is not going to matter. It's neat, actually, and it comes in loaded to the gills with everything you can get at 41. And that's the 2026 Mazda CX-5 Premium Plus was the model I had.
I have no idea what sizes of vehicles are anymore.
Oh, I can't keep track anymore. I mean, today's midsize used to be what I call full size. Mm-hmm. I can't keep track of it.
Yeah, really. Exactly. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the preview and some hunting and fishing tips here on Texas Outdoor News.
All across our state, groups of everyday Texans are volunteering to adopt a highway and pick up litter. But what kinds of groups?
Girl Scout Troop 823.
The Soulmates Running Club.
Sigma Delta Nu Fraternity.
The Open Road Warriors.
Jefferson High Glee Club.
The Flock Stars Birdwatchers.
Literally thousands of groups are pitching in, but we still need yours. Adopt your 2 miles today. Get started at don'tmesswithtexas.org. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and Harold,
yep.
I got more paper on this no, desk in front of me.
You've been shuffling a lot today.
I have been shuffling a lot today. Here we go.
Okay.
And I want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag.
Oh, boy.
In Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture is the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new 52,000 square foot headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is the home of cottonseed. Sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. It's your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com or give them a call at 830-279-6156. If you're looking for more information on their wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com. That's Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas.
And don't forget the meat market. That's fascinating to me.
Everything about the store is
right.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously some competitors that are trying to run some social media stuff.
Oh.
And I'm going, nice job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Spear Ag.
Right.
Not Spear Ag. Hunting season opened. We're in it now. And it's only going to get better in the weeks and months ahead. And there's a lot of preparation. How much preparation do you do at the ranch upcoming for whitetail season, or do you even hunt whitetail anymore?
Oh, sure, yeah. Feeders, you know, stocking feeders. That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
Okay.
Is also start putting stuff in the feeders.
Are you just doing the corn? Are you doing
corn and the feeders? I've got the cottonseed thing going.
Okay.
But we have, you know, the various stands that we have over feeders.
So right.
We're stoking those up to keep that habit going.
Do you do any food plots or planting or anything like that?
No, I've got a great natural habitat. I really don't. Lots of oaks, lots of pecans, and that's one thing, too, depending on what happens, you know, this fall as far as how they feed. But they're definitely there.
I haven't heard, so when you're roaming around this weekend at your place,
yeah,
check and see where the acorn crop, the mast crop
right.
is, you know?
Correct.
Because that's going to have certainly an impact on how we hunt during the early part of the season. Bow season, of course, is first on the list for big game, unless you're hunting, you know, free-range exotics,
right?
Which is never a bad option.
Oh, no, it's a wonderful option.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Bow season for white-tailed deer, that season is October 3 through November 6, shutting down the Friday before the general rifle season opens on November 7, in both the north and south zone. When you hunt.
Yes, sir.
And I hear you've said this over the 34 years that we've done this show together, that you get in amongst them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
That means stalking, walking around, observing, enjoying the atmosphere. Because unfortunately, I've got a place I can do that. And that's a situation, too, when hunting, first and always, safety, safety, safety. So, but that's the way I learned to hunt. My Uncle Arch had a huge place. And so Dad and I would go. Dad taught me to hunt. But we'd go out and walk among them. Dad would go, like, you know, through the middle of the valley over here, and I'd go the fence line. So we knew where each of us were. But I didn't shoot a deer that wasn't moving until I was an adult and finally in a stand, because I was always standing on my hind legs shooting them moving.
Uh-huh.
That's what we always did. And I love it. I love to get out there and creep and look around, you know.
Expand on that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, because... Is it a leisurely stroll, like you're going down?
No. Well, I mean, it's leisurely, but that's the thing. Of course, I read the book. Who was I? Stalking Howard Hill or one of those, you know,
right.
The Indian toe first.
Not yeah. Quite, yeah. Right. It's called the coyote walk,
yeah,
actually.
Right. But you need to kind of like scoot and stop like the animals do. It's not a steady pace. They pick up on that.
Right.
Move a little bit, stop, and look. And I mean, I've had it happen. It was all my life I've done that, because hunting with Dad and grandfather and stuff like that, where I've had friends of mine with me, you know, I go, you know, there's a deer. Where? There. Over there. Where? Over there. 2 o'clock. Where? How'd you see that? Because I know what I'm looking for. And you've got to acquire that and pay attention.
If you're out doing that,
mm-hmm.
are you carrying shooting sticks, or are you just using rest that are naturally available?
Just whatever nature gives me.
Whatever you get. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have fortunately been a good offhand shot, and so this year I'm really looking forward to doing that, because I picked up one still being worked on. I shouldn't have done it, but somebody said, "Did you see this over there in the rack?" And I'm, "Oh, Lord." I told you the little sharps from Chiapa, which is a 3/4 size 74 sharps, double set trigger, you know, single shot, 30-30. I just had to have
it. I know why you bought it. You looked at it and said, they built it specially for me.
It fits me. But I'm over, it was interesting when it came, it only had a tang sight, which is cool. But it needed a rear sight. And so our good friends over at Briley Manufacturing went over and said, hey, get me a Marbles full buckhorn rear sight on there. And it looks like it came from the factory, the work they do. And the full buckhorn is cool, because in a hurry, it acts like a peep. Or if you want to steady down and put it on the triangle, you can take your time. While I'm in there, some guy said, we want a 30-30. Look down on the rack, and they had this. And I haven't dated it yet. It's old, break open, single shot Merkle. That somebody had reboard to 30-30.
Okay.
And it's got the Jaeger claw mounts on it, but no rings. That's being worked on right now. The parts finally came in, and they're fitting rings to it. And what I'm going to put on it is my daddy's old Weaver 4-power that he had on the side mount on his 30-30.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to put on that.
Well, how old is that scope? Your dad
early,
had it,
early
your 50s, dad hunted with
early
it?
50s at least, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as eyesight went, you
sure,
know.
Sure, sure.
And that was a standard thing for years, was,
well,
to, was
power,
to do it
yeah.
on a side mount on the earlier Winchesters.
All right.
And that's all you need, you know. It's great, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're up against the mid portion of the program. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our history lesson with Harold Gunn right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Shoalwater Boats, and CBS4. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The finest and most complete gunsmithing services in the country are available at Briley Manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Briley can provide all your gunsmithing needs. Their gunsmiths are highly trained to work on your shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Shotgun services include forcing cone lengthening, pad installation, barrel porting, and custom stock fitting. Rifle services include muzzle brakes, custom triggers, optic mounting, and full cleaning. A complete line of handgun services are available, from custom 1911 work to refinishing options for all firearms. Since Briley is the world's leader in manufacturing shotgun chokes and tube sets and builders of custom firearms from scratch like their amazing Raptor 22, if that part needed to fix a family heirloom is not available, they can make it. The vast Briley showroom is always fun to visit, and it's filled with new, used, and rare firearms, plus clothing, accessories, supplies, and more. The best for over 50 years. Visit Briley.com for information and direction. That's Briley, B-R-I-L-E-Y.com.
We continue our conversation on the preview of upcoming hunting season, and I tell you, I just finished the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal that has our annual statewide hunt forecast, and you know my affinity and passion for elk.
Yes, indeed.
There's more information going to be coming on elk and how elk were blindsided by a piece of legislation. And
in Texas,
Texas, yeah. Right? And unfortunately, we're trying to right a wrong that was basically perpetrated on the people of Texas, because wildlife, our native wildlife, mm-hmm. are held in trust for the people of Texas.
All right.
My real estate days, I still continue to look at properties, and particularly ranches, across the state. And in conversations with officials and in an upcoming two-part series story on elk, the history of elk in Texas, it'll be in the January and February issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. Find it interesting how the state game department, and understand, folks, I'm an advocate, not an adversary, when it comes to our department.
Correct.
But
yep.
You got to call the hand. You got to make sure that they stay on the straight and narrow. Where they're talking about the Merriam elk subspecies, mm-hmm. which is what Jack Ward Thomas wrote in his book, Elk and Ecology of Elk of North America. They were saying that the Trans-Pecos region, that was the Merriam elk, which many people associate with southern New Mexico and over in Arizona, where there really some big bulls have been grown, the last part of the 20th century. Huh. Come to find out, and Boone and Crockett has acknowledged this, and I'm trying to get with the head of the wildlife division in Sol Ross University out in Alpine, that there was DNA testing of elk. And the DNA showed that an elk is an elk is an elk, that the subspecies really is a misnomer.
Oh.
Because Carter Smith, the previous executive director of Texas Parks and Wildlife, was saying, well, the elk that we had in Texas are extinct because the Merriams were all killed out in the late 1900s. Mm-hmm. And what's here today is Rocky Mountain elk. Coming out of the Yellowstone herd, okay? Well, yeah, that's true. But they were classified in 97 as exotics. Hunt them year-round.
Hmm.
No restriction. Now, here's the reality, folks, that I want you to understand. Someone goes and they're going to hunt elk in Texas. They're going to be hunting for the antlers, too, the right. trophy. Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young will not recognize them because the state does not recognize them.
Oh.
Okay? So that means the cows, very, very little hunting pressure. And I can tell you on properties that I've looked at as far east as 55 running north out of Uvalde, there's elk. In the report, and I can't recite which one, well, it's Coleman County, I can tell you where it was, that there's a herd of elk in Coleman County. Okay? And then something that's often overlooked about elk is those that are leaving New Mexico being pushed and elk adjusting to man's intrusion up in the panhandle.
Right.
And that's been true dating back to the late 80s, 1988, in that range, okay? So there's a lot to the story, And there needs to be some accountability.
Certainly.
And the way that it was handled was inappropriate by all sources.
Because that's non-management. There's no management at all, and that's ridiculous.
Exactly. And before we wrap this up, and it's not a huntable animal at this time,
right?
But black bear, as they continue to increase their range,
right?
We're going to have to figure it out, because while they're a protected animal right now, looking ahead, there will be some interaction with humans, and there may or may not be some problems. But people are going to go, we need to do something about this.
Because problems can happen. Look at the reintroduction of wolves.
Oh, really?
Right? You think? Yeah, you think? Right.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot to do. There's bird hunting. Quail season is phenomenal. Quail have been seen in areas where they've not been heard or seen in decades.
Oh, I want to make two quick suggestions on the people out there bird hunting.
Yeah.
You know, something that best thing I ever bought was a swivel stool with a back on it.
Okay.
All right. And then Bill Carter taught me, wear a bandana. Bill always wore a bandana.
Okay.
Right? Get the sun off the back of your neck. You get it wet. Helps you cool. Stuff like that. Just two simple things.
Sure.
Yep.
Good tips. Good tips. And above all else, and Harold mentioned this earlier, safety, safety,
yes,
safety.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I heard you talking about trigger jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be macho and go, oh, well, mine's set, you know, where if you breathe on it, mm-hmm. you know, it'll go off. Mm-hmm. Your ability.
Correct.
Is the responsible thing to
do. Yeah, the best safety is between your ears.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've still got more of Texas Outdoor News right after this.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what we got?
Well, one thing you and I were talking about in the break, everybody, before you go out and hunt, be sure to have your hunting license. And you said, okay, people that are going to try to get in on the tail end of the CCA Star Tournament better have their hunting and fishing license.
Their new one.
Yeah, their new one.
Exactly.
Their new one. Get them now, okay? September 10th, the 4th Annual Lavaca County Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Hallettsville is going to be at the Knights of Columbus. Information on that, go to ducks.org, and then, you know, either go to that event or go to your friendly sporting goods store and get your license in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks.
One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 49 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Remember, rain or shine, you're going to need some good light sources, and Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. They are so handy. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. You go to hybridlight.com, and for 20% off any of their products, just type in the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off of anything. Free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com.
All right, we've got just a little bit of time. I want to mention we're talking about getting your hunting and fishing license.
Yes, sir.
If you're looking for a place to hunt, one of the best values going, $48 annual hunting permit. It was originally designed for dove hunting and now is available for a variety of hunts.
Right.
Drawings for hunts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really don't want any more competition, but you still got those big-time hunts available, the drawings for those things. And that's, oh, boy.
Yeah. As long as we've been doing the show, for 34 years we've been putting in for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
great
but
value.
It's a great deal. Appreciate you all tuning in this week. Next week, Owen Fitzsimmons, the dove guy. You talk about bird hunting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get in and visit with Owen. And he's going to have some reports from the field as far as who did what, how successful they were,
right?
Who got laughed at because they didn't practice.
Had that happen. Anyway, that's a good deal. Do remember again, friends, too, it's our 34th year, longest running outdoor show in the nation, and we are so proud. Thank you so much for your help. Check the website out, texasoutdoornews.com. See the list of our wonderful affiliate stations, and you can play the shows there. Just click on listen to our show. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks, your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there. So you can join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.